Hello.
Good afternoon. This is Nina Knight from Family First returning a missed call.
Hi. This is Darla Morton. Yeah, I was just returning your call.
Okay. How you doing, Ms. Morton?
Okay.
Okay. Can you put me on speaker so therefore I can take you through the process on downloading the app?
Can you hear me? Because I don't think that works on speaker. Nobody can hear what I put on speaker.
Okay. I can hear you.
Okay. I can hear you too.
Okay. You have an Apple phone or Android?
This is an Android.
Go to your Play Store. And then I want you to look for the search button in your Play Store where you would look search for applications and pull up HHA Exchange.
So you know I had already downloaded that, right?
Say that again?
So I already have that downloaded already.
Okay, so you have it downloaded. Okay, let me see. Yeah. Let me go to the file.
The system gives me a problem with that password.
Okay. Do me a favor. Click forgot password.
Okay. So. Okay. Now, you had Darla Morton 225@gmail.com, right?
I'm ready to pull your file up right now. To see if we got the correct email. The email we have on file is darlamorton225@gmail.com.
Okay, let's see. So just click forgot password.
Yep, click forgot password. You should get a message saying account lock. HHA will send something to your email. So then I need you to just go to your Gmail account so you can get your email.
Okay.
Now question, that HHA that you have up, do it have a plus on the end?
Wait a minute, let me go. Because I'm new to all this. Let me say, it doesn't have, there's two of them. One is just white and blue, and one is white, blue, and orange. But you want the white and blue one?
I want you to select the one that does not have the plus on the end of HHA Exchange.
Let me see.
That other one that you have with the plus on it, please delete that because that's a business app.
Okay. So this one says HHA Exchange Real-Time Web-Based Management Solution.
Yep, that's what we need. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to go to the email. Okay. Okay. So it says
So are you on your email?
Yes. It gave me this password to enter temporary password.
So yes, so I want you to blow your screen up on your phone. So therefore that password with the two quotation marks. I want you to hold your finger on that password until you see the word cut, copy, paste come up.
Okay. Okay. Just push
copy. I want you to copy it, yes.
Okay.
And then I want you to go back to the HHA page where you sign in at.
Hold on a minute. Oh, Lord. I'm so slow with all this. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Right, let me see. Oh my God! Yes.
Now I can do it on my end, but the only problem is I would need you to screenshot that HHA password and send it to me as a text message.
Oh Lord! I'm new to all this phone stuff, so how do you screenshot something?
I wouldn't know what kind of phone you have in order to do that. Normally, it's normally two buttons on your phone. Majority of the time, it's the power button to power your phone down and either the volume up or the volume down.
Okay, so let me do this one more time. So, all right, so I'm going to go back to forgot password and then push reset password.
No, you don't have to forget it again. I just need you to either send me that password or you're going to have to copy and paste that password in the HHA.
So let me ask you, could you hold on for a minute? I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
Sure. I'm sorry, it's a birthday. It's been like a birthday. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Yeah, she wants to.
She wants you to screenshot that.
The quotation mark.
The code?
Yeah, that password that got them two quotation marks.
Okay.
Yes, I wanted her to screenshot it and then send it to my phone number. I can give you my phone number.
Well, she said copy and paste.
Yeah, I don't know how to screenshot on this one. You got to remember, I got an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
I told her it's either the power button or the volume down or the volume up. It's either those two buttons that screenshot. But you got to do it at the same time. So can you help her and do it the other way then?
Can I like take a picture of it and then send it to your phone from my phone?
Yes, you can do that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Hold on. All right, cool. What's your number, Ms.?
It's 267-551-7414.
267-551-7414.
Yes.
Is it an Android?
No, this is my office line that received me.
Okay.
I got it.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
No problem.
Yes, 1 second. I'm trying to open up your app now.
Okay.
Loaded. Get your numbers. All right, so that's PSN8SNP. Let me see if you signed up. Let me see. Close. Let me see.
So you think that number expired?
I have no.
That's what I was saying.
But it's going to tell me right now. Yeah, to tell me whether you have an account somewhere in the HHA system. Your profile just is not set up yet. Let me just see if it'll tell me.
And I know yesterday she was saying that the account was locked or something.
Give me a password which you would prefer to have.
Okay, capital C, A,
mm-hmm.
Lowercase.
Nope. That's where you're going wrong at. It's only one capital letter. They don't allow multiples.
Yeah. No, that's why I said lowercase. Yeah,
so the first letter is going to be C, okay? The rest has to be lowercase.
Yeah, that's how it says capital C, then I said lowercase. A, R, R, I, E. And then M, O, N, K, dollar sign.
M, O, N, K, dollar sign?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, let me see. Darla Morton 225. Darla Morton 225.
That's not
It's not taking it past.
Well, what about C-A-R-R-I-E and then a number 100? And then M-O-N-K.
It's probably too many of them, too many letters. C-A-R-R-I-E, and you said 100?
Yes.
100. Okay, let's try that.
And M-O-N-K.
C-A-R-R-I-E. All right, so the count has already been found in the system. So that's what I just wanted to make sure. So that's C. I'm going to try that. P-S. N-8. S. N-P. Now it's saying enter a valid email. Have you ever had HHA before?
I think it was a long time ago with another account.
With this email?
I can't. No, not that one. It was like, it was that email, but the number 30. And then the other one.
So
yeah.
The problem is HHA, if you ever had HHA before at any time at any agency, they only allow one account per user. So if you do not know what your email is that you used, then we would have to put in a ticket with HHA for them to resolve it. They have to reset your account so you can create a new HHA account with your current email.
Oh, wow. Taking
yeah, that's how they do that. Yeah, that's what they do now. Because they don't allow multiple users to use multiple accounts. It's one per user account, okay?
Yes.
So what we can only do now is to allow you to submit the timesheet temporarily until this matter is resolved with HHA. I'm going to have the administrator put a ticket in on Monday for him to notify HHA that you are locked out of your account. They normally get back to us within 2 to 3 business days, but this should be able to be corrected before next weekend when you go back to work. Okay? Just submit the timesheet. I'm going to let the coordinator assigned know that I was unable to get you into HHA. That a ticket needs to be addressed, and I told you to just submit a timesheet until this is resolved.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay? All right, thank you for calling me back.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend.
You as well. All right, bye-bye.